Hey, is this the right place? I sure think it is. Here, can you see me? This is your address, right? Who am I? Oh, darling, don't you recognize me? Oh, that's right, I don't really post pictures of myself. Let me pull up my little persona art. Yeah, it's me, baby. Bella, your favorite voice actress. You're always commenting on my Gone Wild audio posts. I've got a few of my favorite comments of yours. God, I wish that were me. You're so perfect. I would do anything for you. Your voice is so sexy. I could listen to it forever. You make me feel so good. I listened to this audio 10 times in a row. I love you. I never thought I'd find someone just as obsessed as me. My shitty ex-boyfriend told me I was too crazy. He ran away after I told him I loved him on the first date. Can you believe that? Me, crazy. I just played that up for the audios. But no, I'm a romantic. Just like you. I mean, you said you loved me and we haven't even been on a first date yet. So you're just like me. I knew you were special. Oh, they weren't just comments to me. Every time I posted my silly little audios, you were always just so eager to comment. It wasn't just little comments all the time either. Sure, you weren't always loyal to me. I saw some of the shit you said to others. Definitely not as dedicated, but I get it. We're not official yet, so it makes sense to play the field a little. But that's different now. I'm here, baby. I made it all the way out here. I cashed out all of my money from my throne, my Patreon, broke my lease, everything, just to come out here and start our life together. What are you doing? Why aren't you unlocking the door? Open the fucking door. You can't do this shit to me. I gave up everything for you. What happened to mommy? Please, miss, please, I would do anything for you. God, I wish that were me. What happened to all of that? Open this door right now and stop being such a fucking coward. Oh. I see. You're just like everyone else. Just like my friends, my exes, my family. You think I'm too much? I'm too clingy. Too excited, too passionate, too depressed, too anxious, too neurotic. I'm just never good enough for anyone, and I'm always not enough. I'll leave. I'm sorry to have bothered you. You don't think I came prepared for a flimsy fucking apartment door? You don't think I didn't prepare for a rejection? I've been rejected my whole fucking life, baby. I am not letting life say no to me anymore. I will not accept a life I do not deserve, and I've decided we deserve each other. Here's mommy. There's my guy. Hi, baby. Did you miss me? I know I haven't posted anything for you in a few weeks, but I was so, so so busy moving all the way out here to start our new life together. Ugh. You're quivering, baby. Why are you afraid? You know that I'm not going to hurt you if you do what I want. What we need. Come here. Your fiancé needs a big kiss. Fuck. Oh, you taste so good. Did you just brush your teeth? That's so fucking hot. Now you see this baby. You see this big axe I have here? See how sharp it is? See how easy it was for me to break down that door? Good boy. Yeah, look at you nodding. Such a smart boy. So, you can figure out what might happen if you get in my way, just like that pesky door did, right? Do you see what happens to things that get in my way? I break them in half, so they can't be put back together again. So, do you want to be the thing that gets in the way of our love? Huh? Do you want to disappoint Mommy? Or do you want me to keep speaking softly to you like this? So do you want to be a good boy for Mommy? Or do you want me to bash your fucking brains in? Choose for me, baby. I want to hear it. Which route are you going to take? Life or death? Oh, good boy. Now, hold still. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Hey, baby. Shh. Take it easy. You just have a little concussion. But don't worry. I bandaged the little spot of damage I made after bashing your cute little head. You're in my walk-in closet, baby. I actually used to use this for my audios, but I moved it to my office. However, it still works amazing as a soundproof room. So, you can scream all you want, and nobody's going to hear you, baby. Yes, you are tied up. Some of the sound effects I've used in one of your favorite performances were actually made with that rope right there. Remember you saying just how wild it drove you? So, I wanted to make that fantasy come true for you. At least for the most part. You see this baby boy? This is my Hitachi. Just like the one in that audio. Yes. And just like that audio, I am going to put it right up against the bottom of your balls to stimulate you while I jerk you off. How does that sound? Oh. Not really your thing? Well, that can't be true. Let me just look up what you said in that comment section. Bella, OMG, hi. It feels like I haven't commented on one of your audios in a while. Hehe. But holy fricker frack. This was amazing. I love these super hot scenarios you come up with. The way you act them out. And being... I would suck your cock, and I know you'd love to hear my gluck a bit, but I think it'd be more fun to jerk you off while I talk dirty to you. How's that sound? Oh, you're already getting overwhelmed. I'm gonna take that as a yes. Let's wet that dick. I guess you got to hear a little bit of the gluck you always wanted to hear. Oh. But what about my words, huh? You just love hearing me talk about all the dirty things I get up to while making audios. You remember all those ramble fraps? Hearing me talk about stroking my pussy, rubbing my clit, grabbing my tits. And oh, all the stuff I put in my ass. I know that drove you wild. The butt plugs, the dildos, anything my fans would send me, I'd put inside me just so I could moan and let you hear me coming hard. What were your favorites, baby boy? Was it those? Or was it script fills you liked better? Maybe the time I, filled that favorite one I mentioned earlier with the rope? Maybe you like some of my taboo or rape audios? Oh, how does it feel that your favorite voice actor is jerking you off and overstimulating you so much? To the point that you can barely think. Do you like that? Are you finally living out your fantasies? All those wonderful stories you listen to, they're coming to life. You earn this, baby. Just like you earn this orgasm. You ready to come? Oh, there we go, baby. Come on. Come on, come for mommy. Make a big fucking mess for me. I want to see just how much you come when you hear my voice. Let it all out for mommy. Oh. Oh. Wow. Oh. Look at that. Look at you. Fuck. You made such a fucking mess. Holy shit. Ah, you're such a good boy. My god. Keeps coming. Is that because of the vibration? Are you sure you're done? Beg me. Beg me to stop. Good boy. What a good boy. You must be so tired from all of that. I think mommy might go make you a snack and get you a drink from the kitchen. While I make that, I do have a surprise for you. Look what I've got you. Some noise-canceling headphones. The really expensive ones. You won't be able to hear anything but my wonderful voice now, and I just finished an audio before kidnapping you. I haven't shown anyone yet. It's just for you. For now, anyway, I'm gonna post it once I'm done with cleaning up and feeding you. Then you'll be ready to have a nice, long comment and worship me just like you normally do. Let me just load up the audio for you, and, there you go. Yes, sir? You wanted to see me? Uh-huh. Yes, the Lombard account, of course. I sent the documents by email this morning. I haven't heard back from them yet, though. No, I don't think so. Let me take a look. Ah, here. Sent at 9:04. Let me just bring up the attachment for you. Oh. I sent them the Castro file. Sir, I'm so sorry. I have never done anything like this before. It was a one-time lapse of attention. I know. It's bad. I've sent them their competitor's file. I'll do whatever it takes to make this right. Of course.